Woke vs. Woke, Google slapped with $1.1 million verdict in gender discrimination lawsuit. By Lucas Nolan on October 25, 2023. Woke tech giant Google has been ordered to pay $1.1 million to Ule Kuro, a female executive at Google Cloud, following a jury's verdict in a gender discrimination lawsuit. Kuro sued Google claiming that not only was she paid less than her less experienced male counterparts, but that the leftist Silicon Valley company retaliated against her when she raised concerns. The Verge reports that a courtroom battle has culminated in a million-dollar victory for Ule Kuro, an executive at Google Cloud, who accused the tech giant of gender-based discrimination and retaliation. The jury sided with Roe, awarding her $1.1 million in damages, recognizing the struggles she faced in the workplace due to inequality. Roe's legal journey began with allegations that Google had fostered an environment where she was paid less than her less experienced male counterparts. She also claimed that the company retaliated against her for voicing her concerns, hindering her career progression. Roe claimed that her time at Google was marred by unfair gender-based compensation and treatment. The jury's decision underscored the validity of Roe's retaliation claims, although it did not fully support her allegations regarding pay discrimination. The legal findings indicated that Roe was treated differently than other employees because of her gender, but it was not conclusively proven that this led to violations of New York's pay equity laws. Despite portraying itself as a leading light of progressive policies towards women, the woke company has struggled in the past to live up to its claims. Last year, Google paid out a massive settlement in a gender discrimination case. In addition to the $100 million bill, Google will also be subjected to external review. The court has required Google to appoint third parties to analyze its HR practices and pay equity for the next 3 years, according to the Mail. Google has a documented track record of bending over backwards to accommodate women and minorities, including a workplace culture that seemingly tolerates harassment against employees who express the mildest dissent against forced diversity policies, and rampant hatred of males and white people, complete with handouts to managers warning them not to cater to white dominant culture. In response to the verdict, Google maintained its stance on promoting a fair workplace, expressing disagreement with the jury's conclusions. A spokesperson from the company conveyed, "We disagree with the jury's finding that Ms. Roe was discriminated against on account of her gender or that she was retaliated against for raising concerns about her pay, level, and gender." Read more at The Verge here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship.